Welcome to Superstitions, Traditions, and Definitions. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Carol.
And we're doing historical edition of Am I the Asshole?
I can't wait.
That's our favorite.
I know. What have we got today?
Victoria Woodhull.
Okay. Making me worry a little bit.
She might be the asshole. She might not be. Okay. I don't know. Marvelous. We'll decide.
Yes, we will.
Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Am I the asshole for using my God-given gifts to amass a fortune?
Is she a hooker? No? I thought not.
I mean, kind
of. Well, I didn't know what God-given gifts we're talking about.
She wasn't a hooker.
Okay. Well, all right. That was just my first guess.
Okay. She wasn't a hooker.
Sounds like she's trying to justify a lot. So I thought, maybe.
She got some justifying to do.
Oh, okay.
I used my spiritual gift of clairvoyance and fortune telling to advise Cornelius Vanderbilt.
Oh.
I assisted him in communicating with his deceased wife and was also able to divine financial insights from the spirits to assist Vanderbilt. Because I was able to aid Vanderbilt in growing his wealth, he trusted my sister and I enough to bankroll our financial endeavors on Wall Street.
Oh, how nice.
I know.
Wow. Okay.
We were the first women on Wall Street.
Whatever it takes, I guess. Uh-huh.
Our brokerage made a fortune in 1870, and of course, men were against that.
Naturally.
I am a firm believer that a woman's ability to make money is better protection against the tyranny and brutality of men than her ability to vote. However, I still firmly believe in the rights of women.
Right.
With my fortune, I started a newspaper which ran for 6 years.
Oh.
I was the first woman to start a newspaper. She's just doing all sorts of stuff.
Sounds like it. Very diversified.
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear it.
And with this, was able to document and prove married mothers were able to successfully engage in business.
Yes.
With my newspaper, I promoted women's suffrage and labor reform. I also announced my candidacy for President of the United States in my paper in 1871.
I feel like she did not win.
She didn't.
Okay. No. All right. I'm just trying to use my clairvoyance here to see what happened.
That was some good clairvoyance.
Thank you.
There were laws.
I'm new to it. So.
You are, yes.
Just picked it up today.
It's impressive.
7 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Less than that. 15 seconds ago. All right. Go ahead.
There were laws preventing us from voting, but there was nothing to say a woman couldn't run for candidacy.
How? Awesome.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, that's some clever shit right there.
However, I was arrested for publishing an obscene newspaper and spent election day in 1872 in jail.
What was obscene?
She published what stoked the big fires. Okay. There was a preacher named Beecher.
A preacher named Beecher. That's fun.
He was having an affair, a secret affair.
Oh.
And she published all about it in her newspaper.
Who was he saying?
I don't remember all those.
Oh, details. I thought maybe it was like her sister or something.
No.
She had some firsthand.
No. As a matter of fact, she had never actually met him, but she did it to... She was in...
Was it true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thought maybe it was just a smear job.
Yeah. And then the man of the husband of the woman she was having... He was having the affair with sued him for... withholding
affection, stuff like that. I've heard of that.
The jury was hung on that one too. But
okay,
the purpose of it was she believed in free love, which is not the free love of the
60s.
The 1960s.
Where are we going with that? Because that's a little early for that stuff.
She believed women had the right to leave a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Just as much as a man did.
Yes.
And so she was a big promoter of divorce That was obscene.
So that's what was obscene. The affair thing and, yeah, I mean.
And her free love movements.
Right.
That a woman can enter and leave a marriage at her whim. And how dare they?
I'm all for it.
Think that.
Exactly.
So.
Craziness.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
Indeed.
So she spent Election Day in jail.
And did not win.
And did not win. She was acquitted.
Oh, good.
In 1876, my husband left me. We shut down the newspaper. And by 1877, I was bankrupt. Oh.
Well, that's not cool.
I know.
Poor girl.
I know it. But, I mean, after that whole debacle, her newspaper still went another 4 years.
Well, I mean, good. Good for her. Mm-hmm. Hanging on.
It was, like, she had a lot of the big players in women's suffrage, like Susan B. Anthony, and she had
their... Katie Stanton and Alice Paul and all those guys. They are heroes right here.
She had their support until the whole, I want to choose who I marry and walk away from my marriage if I so choose. That was too controversial.
Oh.
They wanted women to have the right to vote.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and,
yeah.
You know, work and stuff like that, but don't go destroying families. And...
Well, I mean, you know, and that was a lot of Susan B. Anthony's was that she didn't have her own children, but she was happy with the fact that she, you know, was able to create and help create more rights for women to have say over their families and their children rather than just... whatever their husband says goes. Right. And if they decide to leave, they get their children. They aren't just...
Yeah, because prior to that...
If you left your children. Yeah. You weren't able to take them.
Women couldn't provide for their families, so the men got the children.
Yeah.
In the rare instances of divorce.
Yes.
Elizabeth Packard helped a lot in that also, who was around the same time.
Awesome. Love those gals. Thank God for them.
Elizabeth Packard was also a big one in... Because this is also the time where you disagree with your husband or you read too many books and they can lock you away in a sanatorium.
Yep. Until you come around to the idea that you shouldn't know things.
Yes.
And you should just cook and clean and shut up.
You don't believe exactly what your husband believes and lock you up.
I know. I wouldn't know how to live like that. They had me locked up. I wouldn't be able to shut my mouth.
I mean, I'm a single mom. I work full-time job. I raise the children. Nobody has ever offered to put me in a sanatorium. Not one time.
Let me see what I can do. Let me get you a couple days off.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then don't forget jail, too. I'm still
working
on that.
I know. You still want that one night in jail.
One night in county.
I think it will probably turn out to be not all you dreamed it would be, and it will probably be more than one day.
And you wouldn't bail me out?
Of course I'd bail you out, but maybe they wouldn't let you go.
Do you think they would love me so much if they wanted to keep me there?
I think that they would. I think you're a hoot, and they'd be like, you know what?
You cannot take the entertainment.
We need a little levity here.
That's right.
We're keeping her.
The other prisoners need the entertainment.
So suck it. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, that's what I think.
I guess I should keep that in mind.
Yes. Don't be so charming that they can't do without you.
Okay. Yeah. I can.
No, you can't.
I know.
No.
No, there are people out there who don't believe that, though.
Don't believe what?
That you're charming? I'm charming.
Well, they're wrong and stupid and...
No, that's their own problem.
I don't know. How much time do you got? I can come up with all kinds of big words.
I'll just give you names.
Okay.
You can just tell them.
I will.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. But let's get back to Victoria.
Okay. Right. Yes.
She had actually made... This was when she was a child.
Okay.
Had made quite a bit of money
for her parents. Lemonade stand?
No. Okay. She had a... Let me... Predict your future, Sand. She was a fortune teller.
Perfect.
Big in the spiritualist movement.
Okay.
And then ended up being able to influence one of the most wealthy people in the country.
Right, Vanderbilt.
Get his support start two businesses women weren't supposed to start.
Yep.
And then she ran for president. Like, she wasn't on any election ballots or nothing like that. But she did get like 2,000 votes across the country.
Marvelous.
I know.
I would have voted for her.
She wasn't old enough.
Oh.
So the 35, you have to be 35 to run for president. She was 34 and a half.
Ugh. The humanity.
I know it. And she was in jail when she should have been, like, you know, out there.
Lots of people are in jail when they get good news that they shouldn't get. Hey, you've won your lawsuit. Great. Can we bail myself out?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I
know lots of stories along that line.
She worked with her sister. Sister was also in jail with her, so she wasn't alone.
Okay. I mean, you know.
Whenever I go to jail, I'm going to take my sister with me.
I know you're
At
not.
Least part of her.
You didn't take a little jar of ashes. They won't let you have it.
They can't take my sister. Yes, she acts up more than I do.
I know. They might put her little jar in a different cell, and you guys could be neighbors maybe, but you don't get to take the jar in with you.
I would like that better.
Separate it a little mm-hmm. bit so you can like turn your back to her and like go to sleep.
Yes.
Maybe she won't talk at you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She talks so much. Not so much now.
She's still moving stuff around your house.
I finally took her over to my mom's.
Was she moving stuff around mm-hmm. your mom's house?
So, I don't know. We just moved her. We've been at mom's since, what, November?
Something like that.
And I just moved her over there, like, a week ago.
So she's probably lonely being at your house when nobody's staying there.
I'm pretty sure she's the reason my floors need replaced. I mean, I blamed the earthquake. But...
I mean, I would give it to the earthquake more than I would to you.
I only say that because that's what most people think.
Okay. They However, think your cremated sister did it?
They don't believe that.
I don't either.
It's because you guys don't know her as well as I do.
Right?
She acts up so bad.
That's what you say.
I mean, the entire house needs new subfloors now.
I don't think it's Ashley's fault. I think it's yours. You're not understanding. Don't leave your mascara here. She doesn't like it there.
No, she wants to use it.
Well, she can't.
I bet she does.
Hide it. Move it.
Use it.
Yeah. Maybe she's going to write like, scary messages on your mirror. She would probably use lipstick.
Apparently, it's been decided. Because mm-hmm. we know she loved to hang out at my office when she was alive.
Oh, no. She haunted the office.
Yes.
Says who? Courtney?
Mm-hmm.
The other Courtney?
Like, pictures just fall off the walls.
Earthquake.
No.
I'm giving it to the earthquake.
There's only one. That doesn't account for the 784 other times. However, recently...
Right.
One of my other coworkers smells dog poop randomly.
Okay.
Throughout the day.
And that's Ashley's calling card.
No, I am happy because I think now in the afterlife she has found her a puppy.
Oh my God.
And I'm so happy because she loved animals.
Of course she did.
And she had her little dog, Cowboy. And now she has in the afterlife a new puppy that apparently uses my office as its restroom.
No, I don't believe any of that. I think somebody stepped in it coming in the office and just walked around with it on their shoe.
Why? You're worse than science.
I'm not worse than science. I'm right.
Okay, for real, let's get back to Victoria.
Okay, let's do. Is she the asshole? I don't think so. I think she worked with what she had. She worked to get ahead.
Right. And?
If this dude didn't want stuff published about him, maybe he should have been good.
I mean, there's that. For
sure. Or maybe she could have not published it and not ruined his life or whatever was going on. I mean, I don't know all the specifics of it, but
really wasn't about him. Well, she didn't publish it to like call him out or anything. It was
right.
Like, you guys, this is acceptable for a man to do this, but
okay.
But his wife can't say, listen, since you're hooking up with her, why don't you go live there and get out of my house?
Okay.
That was more of the purpose.
Right. I see.
Not that he's a bad dude and let's blast him. It was, why is it okay?
Okay.
Why do you expect this woman to sit here and live with this?
No, I'm down
with
that.
Why doesn't she have the right to walk away?
Right. And she certainly should.
But that was obscene.
Okay. That's why you went to jail. Mm-hmm. For having an opinion.
Yep.
Okay. Stranger things have happened, I guess.
Right. And she used clairvoyance.
Maybe she actually did have some gift. I mean, the Vanderbilts are rich. I mean, she couldn't have given him terrible advice.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
I don't know. She did a lot of good for Vanderbilt with her spirit guides.
Did she do good for other people? Or was she just on contract to...
After she started her brokerage, she did for other people also. And okay. Like she made millions on top of it. So, theirs.
And then ultimately lost it all.
And then ultimately lost
Always
it all.
Always blows my mind. Always blows my mind.
Used it Stories to fund like this paper.
Okay.
The even though she was acquitted, the trial cost her a fortune.
Oh, I undoubtedly.
So
that's a good point.
And it wasn't just her. Her sister and her husband were all in business with her. So it was legal fees for her times three, or times two more, three.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's her, her husband, and her sister, Jenny. Right. So...
Interesting.
I mean, she had a rough little life.
Parents sounds like it.
Were abusive and
oh, no.
Were the traveling that was popular, like the snake oil salesmen.
Oh. And they were gypsies.
Yeah, she worked with them as a fortune teller.
Gotcha.
Made them quite a bit of money. Married uh-huh. at 15. Because, you know.
Yes, that's what you did.
Mm-hmm. He was abusive.
Naturally.
Had two children with him. One had disabilities. The other, she nearly died in childbirth because baby daddy didn't know how to deliver a baby. And she almost bled to death.
So he was delivering their baby. Why? Mm-hmm. Does it not say?
The midwife couldn't get there in time.
And... Okay. I didn't know if that was part of the traveling show or...
Mm-mm.
Hey, we'll just do it ourselves. I didn't mean like up on stage having a baby. That's not where I was going, but
no, it was,
you know,
I mean, it was the 1800s and you didn't just walk into a hospital
yeah.
to have a baby. You had babies at home and the hospital came to you and you prayed that doctor could get there in yeah. time, I guess. Yeah.
But he's not off delivering a baby across town.
Right. Then they're traveling by horse.
Oh my God. Yeah. How terrible.
Mm-hmm. And then she left him.
Okay.
He was an alcoholic. He was abusive. She took her two babies and she left.
Good and, for her.
Mm-hmm. Remarried. He was a good man, I guess, when he was a good man. I don't really know much about why they split. But,
right.
They ended up splitting up in 1876. She lost everything in 77 and she packed up and moved to England and finished her life there.
Okay. Well.
I mean, considering, though.
There are worse places to go.
Right. But, like, the spiritualist movement at this time was huge.
Right.
Everybody was wanting to commune with the dead and talk to their dead loved ones. Yes. And, I mean, that's how they gained wisdom and insight was their spirit guides. And, you know, not everybody could just walk up to a spirit and be like, hey, tell me your story. They had to have those mediums.
Yeah.
So she was one of them.
Somebody to lead the story, whether That's they're right. leading it or whether they're making it up as they go. Who's to say?
That is not what we're talking about right now.
I'm just throwing it out there.
She obviously was not making nothing up.
Maybe she was.
Now, Carol.
You know, we lucky guesses. We can all make them.
We can't all make lucky guesses, yeah.
Yeah.
But we cannot all help Cornelius Vanderbilt amass millions
not
with our lucky guesses.
He's dead.
That
I
is
mean,
true.
I'm sure he's dead.
That makes it more difficult.
I hope he's dead.
Why do you want him dead?
Because it's like 150 years ago.
Maybe he enjoys being...
Don't want him puttering around.
Okay.
Go get some rest, old man.
Lay down. Go sleep.
Yep. Yep.
You're done.
You have earned your dirt nap.
So what do we think?
I don't think she's the asshole.
So I don't either.
I think she had a set of circumstances that she overcame the best way she could, because mm-hmm. if she had played by the rules, it would have got her nowhere.
Exactly. Beat up.
So she made her own rules.
She made her own rules.
She made her own money.
And then she was like, here, read my paper. Let me tell you about the rules I made up for myself and make it happen for you, ladies.
I see nothing
obscene.
Wrong. See nothing obscene. Wrong with it. Nothing. Nope. She did not deserve jail time. She didn't deserve any of the other. What happened to her children? I assume they grew
and moved with her to England.
Great.
She's not president. Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson beat her.
Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay. He won. He won that year.
She could have been on the $20 bill.
I know.
But no. Nope. AJ is. Okay. That's a whole other story, isn't it?
Whole other story. Andrew couldn't let her have it.
He was probably a little better known. You know, she probably wasn't. How many states did we have then? I don't think we had all of them.
No. We didn't have Oklahoma for sure.
No, wasn't the last Oklahoma like the last state? Not besides Hawaii and Alaska.
One of them.
Delaware's the first state.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. It's cool.
The 13 original colonies. They were all right there together.
Yes. Remember.
She was in Ohio, is where she originated. She was born in Ohio. Ended up on Wall Street, so she made it to New York.
Yes. Sorry.
Are you looking up statehood of Oklahoma?
I am. If they'll give it to me. Oklahoma is... Come on now.
I want to say it's like the 47th or 40.
I want to say 48. Where is that? I don't want a phone number. This is not Oklahoma State out of 50. 46. 1907. President Theodore Roosevelt issued Presidential Proclamation number 780, establishing Oklahoma as the 46th state in the Union. Woohoo, here we are. USA.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
Yeah, it's a song. I have friends who sing that every time they hear. They'll do the O-K-L, they'll do the, like, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A, Oklahoma is okay.
Yep.
We're not.
We are too.
Are we okay?
We're fine, and we're fun, and all of that stuff. All
right. We'll be fine and fun.
Not the asshole.
Oklahoma?
Our person.
Oklahoma. You went back to what we were doing.
To what we were originally working on instead of the
always
the,
changing. I never know.
No, I went right back. Nope. We got completely off the subject and now we're back. Not the asshole.
All right. Virginia Woodall is not the asshole.
Nope. On her side.
Victoria. Not Virginia. Where'd that even come from? I don't know. We were talking about states. And so I renamed her. Her sister's name was Tennessee.
Here we go. Right back in a big circle.
Exactly. Right back to states. All right. Victoria Ball, not the asshole. State of Oklahoma, not the asshole.
Virginia is also not the asshole.
Probably not.
Because she's not even there.
Mm-mm.
No. Tennessee, probably okay.
She's probably all right.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I mean, she just followed her sister.
Yep. We're going with her.
All right.
All right.
Cool. Not the asshole. Let us know your opinion.
Yes. Subscribe. Listen. Come back.
All of that.
Yeah.
And she loves you, and I have a fondness.
Yes, peace out.
Peace out.
Dork.